Australia's carbon reduction out of the water. They turned up the day that Julia Banks decided to become an independent, the day the majority government became minority. They turned up the day that Matt Canavan, the resources minister, told them that to do so would put them on the dole for the rest of their lives. Seriously, these kids can't win. Either we're whinging and whining about how they don't care about anything but themselves, and then when they get organised and stand up, we go, yeah, time to go back to school, you'll all end up dole bludgers. It was a very pathetic response from a number of politicians and an extraordinarily heartening response from Australia's students. It was amazing. A number of them asked too, because they're smart, these kids. They kind of go, the science is in. Their generation is potentially going to live with a world that is 3 degrees hotter than it is today. We're living with a world that is 1 degree hotter than it was a couple of decades ago. That's why we've got flooding rains in Sydney, drought throughout the country, a burning state. Well, they're going to live with 3 times that. And they were asking, we can read the science. Everyone knows this question is settled. We are on track for a disaster and the politicians are doing nothing to prevent it. Why is this so? Well, in the interests of, as an old lady now, actually contributing something to their very worthy discussion, I'm going to go through a number of names. I'm going to read out the names of the top 24 politicians that are now linked to and involved in some way with the fossil fuel and resource extraction industries. And I'm going to read it out because by the time I finish, it will be clear to everyone why politicians in Labor and the Coalition are willing to burn up their future for a couple of quid. And I've got to say thank you to Michael West for this list. Michael West is one of our most extraordinary investigative journalists. And while I'm very sad that the Australian media business model has broken, I'm very glad that journalists like him continue to front up and do extraordinary work. So here's a list of the top 24 blokes. They're largely blokes, actually. You know what? They're all blokes. Isn't that extraordinary? How is that going to happen? And all with current or former links to the fossil fuel industry. In the Liberal Party, we've got Peter Costello, Alexander Downer, Nick Greiner, Peter Lindsay, Ian McFarlane, James McGrath, Nick Mitchin, John Olson, Arthur Sinodinos, Michael Fotios, Michael Yabsley. In Labor, we've got and we've had Nick Bulkus, Greg Combe, John Dawkins, Jim Elder, Craig Emerson, Martin Ferguson, Martin Ferguson, Martin Ferguson. I had to say his name 3 times because his commitment's so deep. Gary Gray, Alan Griffiths, Wayne Matthew, Tony Mooney. And in the Nationals, we've got John Anderson, Larry Anthony and Mark Vaile. All of these men are making a quid, prosecuting the arguments for fossil fuel and resource extractive industries. So, kids, next time you're on the street and you're asking, why are the grown-ups cooking my future? They're the names, you'll have to find the addresses, of these fellows who are making a quid out of doing precisely that. And that kind of takes me to the final thing, final thought, really, and that is that I listened to former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull this morning. He was talking about what's going on within his own party. But part of what he said was, and in slightly exasperated tones, that it is time for everyone, whatever their party is doing, whatever their faction is doing, everyone has got to individually front up and take responsibility for their decisions. So all those names I just read out, all those blokes, they would be able to give you a raft of reasons why it is okay for them to be doing this. But at the end of the day, as individuals, they've got to step up and say, yes, I prosecuted the argument for an industry when I knew that growing that industry would end the future stability of the climate. It's now way past time for the drug dealer argument, which is if I didn't do it, someone else was going to. That never has been a very good argument, but it is way past time for that. I just want to say one more time, big thank you to those 15,000 kids and all the other kids who wanted to come but for various reasons couldn't get there, there's always 2019.